Namaskar, this is Akhilesh Bhargav again. Welcome to Tidbits on Business and Finance with me. It has been a very traditional, popular practice in India for corporates and their promoters to remit money outside India through the illegal hawala means. They do this in violation of the Income Tax Act as well as FEMA, even though both prescribe huge penalties and prosecution for this kind of a crime. But the lure of tax evasion and the lure of having money abroad stashed in a secret account in a tax haven was too attractive for these corporates to resist. The most popular way this money was sent abroad by them was by over-invoicing imports and under-invoicing exports. The net result was money parked abroad in a secret bank account not disclosed to the Indian authorities. If the corporates and their promoters were sending money abroad, the corrupt politician and the corrupt bureaucrats were not far behind. They also had money that they would have wanted to keep away from the clutches of the Indian law. And even they are known to have had these kind of bank accounts abroad with tons of money parked in them. But when money goes through a tax haven, it could be Switzerland, it could be Bahamas, it could be British Virgin Islands, it could be Cayman Islands, it could be Liechtenstein, it could be Guernsey, any of the tax havens. When money goes through the tax havens, it finally becomes idle wealth. It is money just parked abroad. And the corporate or the promoter who sent the money abroad would certainly want to bring it back. Very often, this money which was illegally sent abroad comes back into India under a very legal garb. It comes back by way of FDI, by way of FPI, by way of external commercial borrowings. But the same money which was illegally sent abroad comes back into India through very legal means. This is popularly called round-tripping of funds. Money going abroad, coming back into India. The infamous P-notes, as they were called before they were banned by SEBI, were known to have channelized thousands of crores of such money which went abroad back into the Indian stock markets. It was always well known that hundreds of billions of dollars of Indian money is parked in these kind of havens. It was also known that it belonged to very powerful sections of society, and so the government was doing little to bring them back. But then the HSBC data leak happened. The Panama Papers happened, and many such leaks have been happening from time to time, and the government is getting direct evidence of these kind of accounts abroad. The government was forced to take action. The Modi government has consistently taken very heavy action to ensure that black money abroad is either brought back or it is at least found out and subjected to tax, and this curse or scourge of sending money abroad is stopped. They were relatively successful, though not entirely, and money abroad has been reduced significantly. Thus, when the news came from the Swiss National Bank, the SNB as we call it, when the news came that Indians still have 3,500 crores parked in Swiss banks, there was a UN cry in the opposition parties. They said that it is proof that the government's initiatives to curb black money have failed. The Congress, of course, alleged that all this war against black money was bogus because there's still a lot of money stashed abroad. But what they overlooked in making these very careless allegations was that under the FEMA, we are still allowed to remit money abroad, and that was legitimate money. So the finance minister immediately issued a statement that these 3,500 crores are legitimate money of Indians under the FEMA and IT, which was sent abroad through official sources. He also made a statement, the finance minister, that since the NDA has come to power, the black money stashed abroad has gone down by 80%. And between last year to now, it has gone down by 35%. So the Congress claims that the war against money stashed abroad in tax havens is bogus was completely wrong. It is good to see that the government has been so heavy-handed on this kind of money abroad. Outflows of this kind of money going into tax havens have significantly been curtailed, as we see from the published statistics. But what has not been curtailed is this money coming back into India. A recent news says that FDI coming into India from Cayman Islands, a very well-known opaque tax haven, has shot up by 1600%. A lot of money is coming into India from Cayman Islands, which is a tax haven. It is of course money with questionable backgrounds. It is money whose sources are not very well explained. The foreign direct investment coming into India from Cayman Islands today is more than that coming in from Germany. The fact is that money is still there abroad, belonging to Indians. The fact that it is in tax havens only means that it is not very clean money. So while the government has succeeded in curbing the outflows, it yet has to control the inflows of this kind of money. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off. Till we meet again. Namaskar.